At this point, Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad asks her the question that you're all familiar with. How do you see what it is that Allah has done with you? And she responds, with your brother and with her family, and she responds saying the famous line, مَا رَأَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا. The only thing I saw was beauty. This is one statement, three words, but it resounds from that time until now. And for us, it contains a very great lesson. One of them is to say that Sayyida Zainab alayha salam, when she looks at what happened, she's recognizing that there were times which were bitter. There was difficult events that took place. There was tragedy, there was bloodshed, there was loss of life. It was horrible from one perspective. But when you change your perspective on an event, then the entire event can be looked at in a completely different way, and that which might be horrible from one perspective, it can be seen as beautiful from another perspective. What is that perspective? It is the perspective of Tawheed. Sayyida Zainab salamullahi alayha is teaching us a lesson in Tawheed. Normally we think of Tawheed as being the oneness of God. Allah is one, and He is not multiple. But Tawheed has a number of dimensions to it. One of them is called Tawheed in the Af'al. Tawheed in actions. What does this mean? It means that when something transpires in this world, it's not the case that it is independent of Allah, but rather Allah is with that event that takes place. When Sayyida Zainab, who is a muwahhida, at the highest of levels, she is the one who is qualified to speak about Allah, not Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad. She tells him that no, I see things, everything that took place is beautiful because she's seeing it with her perspective of Tawheed. For her, all the bitter moments are something which can be tolerated. Why? Because she knows that everything that takes place in this world does so on the basis of hikmah, divine wisdom. When it comes to bearing the difficulties, when she sees everything in the hands of Allah, there's a great lesson that we can derive from this. What is it? Brothers and sisters, when we go through the challenges that we do in our lives, we're going to face challenges. You might think that this issue of challenges is something which is for adults, for old people, but I should tell you that it is impossible for us to be human beings and not go through difficulties and not have challenges. It's part of the plan that Allah has for us. And it's not the case that if we're good, then we're not going to face challenges. No. When we go through those challenges, what we learn from Sayyida Zainab is a perspective on how to deal with them. That we shouldn't think that the slightest thing that comes up, now we have to be negative, now we have to lose hope. No. We have to see things in a positive light, knowing that Allah is with us and that He ultimately is responsible for the events that transpire in this world, and that nothing that He does is lacking His divine wisdom and His divine mercy. Allah said in the Quran, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبُنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. This one ayah of Quran is so beautiful for those who are facing difficulties, and we all are, we have pressure, we have situations. لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Nothing will afflict us except that Allah has written it first, meaning that it is not absent from the power and the system of God.